from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We got the head coach here with us, and I just kind of want to jump back into it, man. Last year we talked a lot, and you talked about the run game and how important that was and how you wanted to be this team to be physical. The parts that you have looks like it could be a really high octane down the field type of an offense. I'm just curious, with the new parts, how do you make the, is the run game still a priority like that in terms of physicality of what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think for me it always starts with the run game. Like, if you want to open up the pass game, everybody wants to talk about the receivers we have and all these deep threats. Like, to make people respect you, you got to make them respect the run. So it's going to start, I think, with our addition of Joe Mixon and his capability and what he's able to do in a run game. Guy's had over 1,000 yards probably every year in his career. So he's successful running the football. Just in our O-line with them, having some continuity, having all of our guys back and out there together, I feel like we should be more successful at running the football. But as you know, like, games change for me. It's like, what do you do this game or that game? Like, what do we need to do to win the game as compared to what is their defensive philosophy? What are they taking away, right? Are they taking away the run? And we need to be able to throw the football, but we got to be able to establish the run. I think that's where your physicality starts. And the physicality in the run game starts from the wide receivers and their ability and willingness to get in there and block.
Miko, we've talked several times about Kenyon Green's story, obviously, and I know you are probably exhausted with talking about the history of it. But when we look at what he's doing right now, man, as it pertains to that run game, just having a guy in the middle at that left guard position, Andrew Scruggs, to be honest with you, at center, just looking like they're solidifying that inside line with Shaq Mason. How big is that in a sense of generating that physical run game you're talking about?
Man, it starts with what Kenyon did in the offseason. Kenyon got himself in shape. He got himself ready to go in the offseason. And it, like I said earlier, it gave him a chance to compete. And right now, it was this past game versus the Steelers. So it was his best game, the best I've seen him look. Just get into the second level, staying attached to blockers, staying attached to defenders, I'm sorry. But, man, he's working every day. He's out here. He's grinding through it. And he's gotten better because he's getting reps, yep. Right? He's available. And if you're out here and you're taking coaching and it means something to you, you'll get better. And that's what I see from Kenyon.
What about when I watch the film, it just, like, his feet jump off. I remember the first day we watched practice out here, and I'm 100 yards away, obviously, but I'm watching the offensive line. I didn't even know it was him. I mean, I wouldn't even register that he changed his number. And I'm like, damn, that big fella got some feet over there, you know? And then you watch the first game, and you can really see him getting to that second level. His feet just jump off the film in terms of doing what you guys are asking him to do in the run game. It seems like, I mean, everything he's done to get there has, it's reaping rewards at this point.
And it shows, right, when you take attention to your body, right? I think Kenyon has slimmed down, and right? He can move better, and you see that. You see the foot quickness, right? You see him with his power, and that's what Kenyon was known for coming out. He was a strong interior lineman, and you're seeing that power. You're seeing that quickness. What we like to see from our O-linemen, especially the interior guys, is can they move, right, laterally? Do they have the speed to get up to the second level and block safeties, linebackers, whoever it may be? And he's showing that, man. And so I'm very, man, so proud of Kenyon for the work that he's put in, that nobody saw, right? And now everybody's seeing, like, oh, okay, now that's the Kenyon that we thought we had, and that's a credit to him, man.
D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, joining the drive. I know our fans, we get it from text messages, our listeners all the time, about their excitement of what Christian Harris can potentially be this year, and can't wait to see him. And just curious to that point, is there any concern that this may be a long-term thing with Christian Harris? Is this something that fans can expect to see him soon?
No, we'll see him when he's ready to go. All right, there's no timetable or anything that I'm giving or putting out there for Christian. Like, we'll see Christian when that time is available.
Talk to us a little bit about Kamari Lassiter, 14, just walked through the building. You guys have, since y'all been here, and Nick as well, have talked about competition and creating competition. It seems like since Kamari's got here, he's been the dude opposite Derek Stingley. What is it that has convinced you from jump that, hey, this is a guy that needs to be on the field with the ones, and we got to find out what he's all about immediately?
Well, for me, I think he's convinced his teammates more than anything. You see him, whoever he lines up against, it doesn't matter. Right? He's going to compete and he's going to finish every single play. Like, and that's one thing I preach, is one thing I believe that truly makes you a better player. Like, if you want to make a play on Sunday inside that stadium, you better be able to make it in practice, right? And he shows it every single day, even if he's beat. Like, his finish to the ball, his finish through the football, like, and his, like, it's always, like, laser-focused, locked in, being exactly where he's supposed to be. You coach him up, you give him a pointer one time, he got it, right? He got it, he's moving on. Like, and that kid has been the most locked-in rookie that I've seen in a long time.
It looks like also in that secondary we're seeing Kalen Bullock get a lot of run too as well. And we've been talking about it. We see him getting on the field a lot, probably mid-season. Your thoughts about what he's bringing to the table?
He's fun to watch. one of the most exciting players for me to watch, like being, you know, on defense, just seeing him, right, roam the middle of the field and go play sideline to sideline from the free safety position. Not many can do that, right? And that's man, he's truly, like, ball hawking. Like, he makes a play on the ball every day. Like, I can highlight him in a team meeting every day. He's making a play on the football. So, and I'm fired up about that kid as well. I mean, to get two young players like Kamari and Kalen in our secondary, and for them to actually be able to learn behind Stingley, behind Petrie, Ward, Emert, like, it's a really good room, man, a really good competitive room. Those guys are really tight, and they help each other. And nobody's pulling for Kalen more than – you see him make a play, our whole sideline is going crazy. You see Kamari make a play, whole sideline is going crazy. So I love to see that connectedness and the tightness of our team celebrating each other, especially the young guys when they make plays.
Am I crazy? Yes. when I watch him play with just the length and the kind of the way he plays, I see a hint of Kyle Hamilton in there, the way he plays.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Please.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I think Kyle Hamilton still, play style. I think we'll see who. I think he may be able to get the ball a little bit more.
Okay.
Than Kyle Hamilton. Kyle is being he gets down in the box a little bit more. He's a bigger body type, probably more physical player. But I think Kalen's is more range.
All right, we don't want to take too much of your time, but last year when we had a conversation with you, we were really skeptical about that wide receiving core. And you looked at us, and you looked at us like you knew something that we didn't know. And all year we were like, damn, I guess that's the right thing. I would say the spot that we have that with is the interior D-line this year. We have some wonders, some questions in that area. Your thoughts to kind of do it to us again like you did it to us with the wide receiver.
All right. What did I say last year about the receivers?
I ain't worried one bit about this.
All right. So interior D-line, I ain't worried one bit about it. No, it's been a lot of guys in and out. I mean, two guys that were with us last year, Kurt and Khalil Davis, they're doing their thing, being consistent. They gotten better. And adding – all right, Foley and adding Mario Edwards to our group, those guys, I mean, Mario, I mean, every day, he's playing our style of ball. I think this scheme has really helped him, right, to flourish. I see him in the backfield a lot. He's being able to attack. He's a guy who's played DN. Now we're moving him inside in the interior spot and think we can utilize his quickness, right, and his – man, he's just very disruptive. So I see him, you know, being a force for us inside. And Foley is just a big run stopper, right, that can – you're not moving him. They try to move him a lot out here, but he just cannot be moved in that interior. And that's what you need to play good run defense. And then once we get, you know, Danico back rolling, we try to get him to rushing inside on third downs with Daniil and Will on the edge. So I think we have a deep group. And we have guys that can do multiple things, like Danico, Mario, guys who can play in and interior. So for me, I love it because it gives us more flexibility, right? And we got more guys that we can roll inside that can help us.
I need you to keep dialing up plays for him to make plays. It's a natural – I play with his pops, so it's a natural way for me to remind folks that I did play a little ball back in the day.
There you go.
So keep dialing things up, man.
Let them know.
Hey, what about – I think one big question, again, is with the linebackers. I think Christian Harris and Aziz, obviously, there's two guys there that, boy, could really, really go if they're all healthy. But with the Christian Harris situation, and I think even with Christian Harris, the depth is I think, a concern, or maybe not for you, but as we look at it, and I think a big question fans have is if Christian Harris is out, what is the depth? What is that? Who's next guy up, and what does that look like?
Yeah, next guy up for us is Henry. Like, Henry has been out here all camp. Henry's been one of our most consistent players throughout camp. He's played the wheel linebacker spot, the Mike backer, like, he's played all three spots. So Henry is a guy who's been very reliable, and I think his teammates see, you know, how reliable he is when he's communicating, being in the right spot, you know, and he's making plays as well. So Henry and Aziz have been running it with our nickel group, and they've been doing a pretty good job.
All right, man, we appreciate you joining us. That is the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, live right here on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.